I'm a Baal Tshuva for many years, and on my father's side of the family, I only know the name of my great-great-grandfather from Galicia, who did not come to America. His son, my great-grandfather, came to America early and was not raised by his father. Therefore, nobody in my family has any genealogical information going backwards. I have absolutely no other frum relatives other than my wife. How hard should I work to find out about my ancestors and their customs? It would entail extensive research through census reports and ship manifests, perhaps, which sounds like fun in a way, but is it really necessary? I don't plan on taking on Hasidish Minhagim since I was raised by a very Litvish Baal Tshuva Yeshiva. Or is it good to know? Thanks, Anonymous from Brooklyn. And no, it's enough either to follow the Minhagim of the place where you live, the yeshiva that you're in, the kehila that you're in, if there are specific minhagim, and if not, to follow the minhagim of your rebbe, or the person who made you frum. You can follow their minhagim because somebody who makes somebody else frum is like he gave birth to him, and somebody who teaches one Torah is like he gave birth to them, and therefore you can consider those people your spiritual parents and follow their minhagim.